Yeah, Monday.
Woo!
Yes!
Thank God!
I was having way too much fun.
Sleeping in and stuff.
I had to stop all this sleeping and eating and, like, laughing.
Living!
Monday.
Joy.
Did you see yesterday, they're saying 20,000 fans showed up to support UConn.
A lot of people.
It's a lot of people.
Yeah.
20,000.
Where was the parking?
Who the hell had to do the counting?
Right.
1, 2, 3, 4.
He's got one of those metal clicky things.
Right.
Yeah, the
not like an old school adding machine. You pull
that person's thumb is like the size of a boxing glove.
It's all callous.
It's like, wait a minute, they just moved over here, and I
he has to start over.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And they're all wearing UConn shirts. I'm like, nothing distinguishing about.
Right? How can you tell the difference between one blue shirt and another blue shirt?
A whole bunch of clones running around.
He's adding the numbers up. He's like, no, wait, 13, 25.
Let's just say 20,000. We're for you,
right,
guys.
Yeah, that works.
I think that's how they do it. It's 20,000.
You
just round it up.
Yeah.
Round it up. Yeah, so do we have Gino speaking at this thing? All right. Here's Gino.
Gino. All right. All right. Y'all want to come up here and speak? First of all, to everybody here, this is pretty incredible. It's pretty special, and but we already knew that because you guys are special fans and you're special supporters.
He's a special.
This is the third parade in 3 years. So we are now officially the parade capital of the world. I wanted to thank every single one of you, not just for today, but for how many times in this building you've been here for us, show up, weekends, weeknights, snow, rain, sleet, doesn't matter. You're part of our team. And we have the greatest team in the country, and we have the greatest fans in the country.
Except for the guy who's adjusting the microphone.
Yeah, that's a hot mic for sure.
Very hot.
Obviously, this team was pretty special this year. It took a lot to get here. It's been a long time. A lot of it had to do with all the ups and downs that these players have had individually, their trials and tribulations, and our team. And to overcome all that and to be standing here right now as national champions, it's a credit to how strong they are physically, mentally, and they deserve everything that they're getting right now. So I want to thank all the people that make this happen. You know, in order for something to work, it's got to be strong from the top to the bottom. And we have a great governor. We have a great legislature that no matter what side they sit on, they can all agree on one thing. Right?
They love UConn.
They love UConn. We have a great president. And we have a great faculty, and we have a
tremendous
president.
Everybody was waiting on that one.
Like, oh. Everyone was like, what? Wait. Oh, UConn.
Okay, don't set things on fire.
There's one person giving a real good scream in there. I don't know if you'd be able to find it, but I'm going back.
That person?
There's someone that sounds like their mouth is on the mic.
Yes. Yes. Yep.
It's a lot higher than that, but I didn't want to.
Very predominant.
Kill you all.
What the hell is a tribulation? What is it, trials and tribulation? What the hell is a tribulation?
It's a furry thing from Star Trek.
Okay, cool.
That's a tribble. I'm sorry. That's a real
thing. Yeah, there was someone screaming really loud.
I think this is the one, but let's see.
Yeah. You hear that?
Yeah.
It sounded like a banshee.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a screaming banshee.
Or a car peeling out.
We have Gino back when we talked to him about how it's a problem winning all the time.
Right.
He goes, no, seriously. I mean, like, what happened? The guys, like, they weren't ready. They, you know, freshmen. Whatever. I said, you're right. I'm like, dude, we lost at the Final Four in a buzzer beater in overtime. You're kidding me.
Right.
And that's when I realized, you know, these people are, you know, and 1% of the population is completely out of their mind.
That's higher than that. It's higher than that.
And some of them have
their
cell phone.
And I'm being generous with the 1%. Some people say, you know, the only thing worse than losing? Winning all the time.
That should be a t-shirt.
The flip side is, you know, when somebody starts to criticize you when you don't win, you go, yo, kiss my ass. I got 11 national championships.
That's another t-shirt.
That's another t-shirt. That is a t-shirt.
That is a damn good t-shirt.
Kiss my ass. Well, now it's 12.
Yep. Yeah.
And Paige Becker is expected to go first today in the draft. Also spoke yesterday.
For every single one of you, there's a lot of thanks to go around. We can't possibly thank everyone that's helped us on this journey, but President Rudenko, we want to say thank you for all the continued support and supplying us with everything.
That person, they're right up the mic big time, yep.
Oh, they're still there.
I want to stuff a sock in her throat.
Might be one of the players. They're all standing right by the mic.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the microphones in that arena seem to be...
well, they deserve to scream as well.
Also, we want to thank our professors, our TAs back at school, and academic support staff who help us attain excellence on and off the court. And I would like to say a special shout out for our whole team, from the kitchen staff who work at Worth, who supply us with great food and meals.
The kitchen staff.
Made us better and stronger. For the rest, for sure. And the janitorial staff who makes it possible for us to play.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Nice. You thought of everybody.
Yeah.
Food and
clean toilets.
Yeah.
You can't have a game without that. Before, after, they're there cleaning up. They're there working.
Yeah, right. You need it. No park light attendants so far, though.
They're the last people you think about. What a cool thing to mention.
That's very nice. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my favorite person in elementary school, the janitor.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
Mr. Wheeler.
They smoked, they had tattoos.
I thought he was cool because he had so many keys on his belt.
Yep.
I was like, oh, he's important.
Yeah.
Like, he could open any door.
Did you always have the retractable cable thing?
Yeah.
That was cool.
that's right, the little key. They always had the sawdust for the throw-up.
Yep.
Sawdust.
Yep.
Oh, I love janitors.
Yeah.
All right.
Practice of Worth, playing Gamble. It takes an entire village, this entire community, the city, the state, the support worldwide, countrywide. It means everything to us. This, like AZ said, this team was special. Obviously, we had our ups and downs, but so does everybody else. But as soon as the tournament started, we had this confident, light vibe to us that we just felt like something was different.
All right, first of all, you drunks, shut up.
Seriously.
Okay.
Let her talk.
Right. She's going to be the first picked in the draft.
Right.
And like, yeah,
for God's sake, you're a senator. Sit down.
Mike, would you do that over Martin Luther King?
Oh, hell no.
Like, I have a dream. Mad dream! Abe Lincoln, 4 score and 7. Yeah, 4 score, man! I love scoring! Yeah!
He said, four!
We're going to get 5 scores.
Yeah, let's make it 5 scores!
Scored 8!
That's one small step for me.
Yeah! Stepping! Yeah!
Great moments in history.
Right. Yeah.
Ruined by the screen.
Great drunken moments.
This, like AZ said, this team was special. Obviously, we had our ups and downs, but so does everybody else. But as soon as the tournament started, we had this confident, light vibe to us that we just felt like something was different. And obviously, just how connected we were.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man.
Yeah, the luckiest man on the face of the earth, man. Give me some of that echo. Yeah, the luckiest man on the face of the earth. Yeah. That's all the famous speeches I know. That's it. I covered it. We should hear the rest, right?
Probably.
Okay. All right. Oh, I turned him down. Sorry, Brian. My
turn
bad.
Me off to scream.
Those dramatic.
That's right. I had screaming to do.
Dramatic pause.
Confident, light vibe to us that we just felt like something was different. And obviously just how connected we were and the power of friendship like we all talk about.
Wow. It was like Axl Rose in the background.
Yeah, the beginning of Welcome to the Jungle. Yes.
Almost exactly the same.
The beginning of the Welcome to the Jungle.
Was Axl there?
Thank you guys for all coming out. You made this a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
No.
Here to represent this program, to represent you guys, the state of Connecticut, and we love you all. Thank you.
Wow.
Damn.
That's loud screaming.
Damn. Yeah.
I would say 21,000.
They got no voices.
They're quiet today.
Yeah, really. Oh, man. Lady Gaga, Green Day, Post Malone.
Huh.
That's a lineup.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a music festival.
Yes, it is.
Of course, people are bitching. When you get that many people together and it's over 100 degrees, people are going to be miserable.
Yeah.
Especially when they were waiting in line to get into the campground for 12 hours.
Yeah, that'll do.
Let's start with the fun stuff, though.
Okay.
All right. Brian May, 77 years old, had a stroke like just months ago.
Yeah.
Whoa. Makes a surprise appearance. Friday night, he was elevated on stage. So I guess he was like, you know, in some kind of a, you know, whatever they call it. Like a little
trapdoor thingy.
Yep. And Benson Boone's covering Bohemian Rhapsody. He starts with he's got a full fur coat on and then he takes
the King
it off.
Fireman outfit.
Yeah. Now he's doing like a Freddie Mercury, you know.
Yeah.
He's got the fur coat on and then through half of the song he takes it off. He's got like a shiny like tutu or onesie on or something.
onesie.
Something very Freddie Mercury.
Right. Very indicative.
What is this the moment that Brian May comes out of the stage or what are we listening to here?
Yes. So they are, they do a really solid rendition of Bohemian Rhapsody, but yeah, he's in a full spangly like sequin jumpsuit.
Yeah,
like they're really rocking though; it's solid.
This guy's like 22 years old.
Yeah,
dude. Oh. He's got an incredible voice.
Does sound good.
Is this the guy that, like, at the Grammys did the backflip off the piano?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, he's flipping off of the piano here, too. He's front flipping off the piano.
Well, he flipped over Brian May. So yeah. Brian May is playing guitar.
We all did.
And let me tell you something. Brian May's no short person.
No.
And he just had a stroke.
That's
a ballsy move to go off the piano over Brian May. Right.
Don't hit someone else. I was like, ah!
Clip him with a boot.
What did you do? He was fine a moment ago.
It was a great performance, and then you clip Brian May's head, and now he can't play anymore. Oh, my God.
He's like an Aztec temple.
This guy, you know, at some point in his career, he'll have to say, I'm going to have to leave the jumping behind me now.
Right.
You know?
It's always. Yeah, eventually going to have to leave the jumping behind.
Van Halen used to go flying off the drum stage.
Yeah.
Both of them. Eddie and David.
Hip problems.
And he had a hip replacement from it.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
And that's one thing, to jump off a stage and like jump up and down like a jumping bean.
Uh-huh.
But like to do a flip. If you miss the flip.
Kaboom.
You're in pain.
Yes, you are.
Help. I can't breathe.
Oh, sucking wind. Yep.
Because
you hurt more than one. Like when you fall on a flip, there's so much momentum. you're not just hitting like your leg, or you're hitting every part of that side of your body on the way down.
Yeah, you're in pain the next day.
Well,
yeah.
If you don't make it and you come down on the top torso part, you're knocking all the air out of your lungs.
Yeah. Yep.
I did that on a swing set once. I thought I was dying.
Yeah. Oh.
My brother came over and said, "You got the wind knocked out of you. Right. Knock it off."
It's okay. You're 35. Get off that.
I'm like, he's like, "Knock it off." Right.
For God's sake, you're 35. Get off of there.
I was 32. Can we find the guitar part where Brian May comes out?
Yeah, let me get that.
That'd
for
be
you.
A nightmare. Yeah, this Benson guy is something else.
Yeah. Great voice.
Brian May was teasing the performance with a series of Instagram posts plugging Boone's set later in the evening. Quote, "Gonna treasure this moment on the plane with Benson Boone, a truly golden 22-year-old prodigy. I'm proud and happy to say we are now officially pals."
I say Benson Boone.
Here's the guitar solo. I mean, he's been playing that solo for...
Yeah, he can do it in his sleep.
Autopilot, yeah.
But a couple months after a stroke at 77,
that's
sounds
impressive.
Pretty
yes.
damn good.
Yeah, that's very impressive. I do fear that that moment is probably lost on some of the crowd.
Mm-hmm. You know, there were people who wrote about it that the crowd didn't go, like, really crazy.
Yeah. They should have.
Like, do they know who Brian May is?
Yeah, like, if I was seeing Brian May come out and play that song, that's a moment that, like... You're never going to relive.
So I'm like, who the hell is this?
They had more stuff happening at that festival in 3 days than some festivals have had in 10 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the Lady Gaga performance, and then she closes out and she has like a million people on stage in white or whatever. Like, it was just one thing after another, after another, after another.
Well done.
They go for it at Coachella. Like every year, I feel like they try and make it as big as possible.
Yeah, it really, you could tell.
Yeah.
You know, this...
the effort's there.
Weezer performed Metallica's Enter Sandman.
Nice.
Now, what's this Weird Al thing? What happened there?
He did some kind of like...
this is like if you're Muppets. Tripping on acid. Like, I can't believe this is really... This is not happening.
A song from a Muppet movie, and he had a bunch of people on stage. It was a slee stack, what do you call those things? From Land of Lost. And there was like all kinds of like weird characters. I'd be like, what the hell?
Yeah, it's like Weird Al. By the way, it was his Coachella debut.
Yeah.
Special guest Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
They did Rainbow Connection from the Muppet movie.
Right.
Several other guests on stage, like Paul Williams, who wrote the song.
Right.
No one knows who Paul Williams is, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's about it.
David Arquette as Bozo the Clown.
Nice.
Sleet Stack from Land of the Lost. LA Kings mascot Bailey the Lion. It was.
Yeah,
if you were on acid, you thought,
right.
Uh-oh.
I'm tripping balls here.
Not the bad time. Yeah, that's where things turn.
A little too much orange sunshine.
I shouldn't have trusted that guy.
Great. Everything's melting.
He looked a little sleazy.
Son of a...
David Arquette as a clown would have put me over the top. That's
yeah.
Just seeing Weird Al on stage would put me over the top.
Right.
What the hell is he doing here?
Here it is.
I've heard it too many times to ignore it.
This like
crowd's
a
into it.
Right, not Brian May.
That crowd's louder for that
right.
than the Brian May.
Legends on stage, but Weird Al.
I've got tickets to see him this year, Weird Al.
Oh, really?
He's coming around here.
Oh, and nice.
Like, you know, I grew up with
it's
his
Weird
music.
Al.
Like, yep. Yeah.
I got
like, yep.
We were talking about flips, and Benson Boone did the flip off the piano over Brian May's head.
Yeah, like a ninja.
He landed it.
Wada!
This next guy you're about to hear did not land his back flip.
Bad.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Listen for the head bouncing off the stage.
Oh, no,
it
no.
is so bad.
Yep.
What I wish the person filming kept going.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to hear him
thing after that.
That's funny.
It was a rough slam. It was a rough slam.
It was.
Overly enthusiastic singer, embarrassingly face planted while trying to pull off a backflip to impress the Coachella crowd. Singer songwriter D4VD.
I think it's David.
Is it? I hate you all. I hate
terrible.
All of you people who do this dumb stuff.
David? Okay, I have no idea.
You know?
Right. I thought it was D for
I already feel unhip, and you got to make it harder to just be regular.
I'm like, who's for VD anyway?
Yeah, right.
To be fair, I feel like he is D
the number four, VD.
Right. So
like DVD, and he stuck a four in the
right,
middle.
Right, exactly.
Oh, I hate you.
Yeah, I'm for VD.
Now, when I see him, right. I'm going to... back flipping right down the stairs.
Now I'm glad he fell.
Yeah, right? We're
now
all
glad
he fell.
Now, this is what you get for having an asshole name.
He's at the point in his career where he may start to be questioning the flips on stage. You know, like that.
He's got to question the flip.
Oh, he tested gravity.
Well, he's got to do one good one now to get it. Like the last time I did it, I landed it and it was cool.
It looks like he lost his footing when he first went to go.
Yeah,
to
he
launch.
Definitely slipped. He's 20. He's 20 years old. He's got a couple flips left in him, but
yeah,
was in a wheelchair singing with like Stephen Hawking.
Here's the audio.
Sound.
So that little knock right there,
that wasn't a drum.
Damn,
that was not a drum.
No,
let's see if I can.
That was him. Hey.
The stages are not soft.
Yeah, he left a whole clean mark where he landed. Like you see his imprint, like in like the dust.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And that's the filmer saying, "Oh,
yikes!"
Yeah, but spilling aisle four.
Yeah. Now, I want to hear what happens after that. Does he get up? Does he start singing right away? Does he address it? Is he like, "Ow, ow, 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 ow! I can't breathe! Help! 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 Ow! Ow! Ow!"
Yeah, it's like,
he definitely stays down. He hit his head pretty hard.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like on the ground still singing.
Oh, he's on the ground singing.
Yeah. Yep. Like, you know what? This is comfortable.
I'm just going to stay here.
I'm just going to stay right here.
I'm not going to fight gravity.
Everybody saw him. Screw it. Why get up?
Right.
Yep.
And people have been complaining. You know, there's a... Like, it was 102 degrees, and there's a zillion people going, so there was a 12-hour wait. Now, people who have gone before said it's never been this bad.
Yeah.
12 hours in a car.
That's
a long time.
Just standing.
It's half a day, man.
104 degrees.
Yeah.
You're just, 12 hours, by the way.
Can't do it. Nope.
No.
I don't think any festival experience is worth that for me personally.
12 hours, no.
No, but then you go and there's, Lady Gaga, Green Day, Post Malone.
Right.
You got Brian May popping out of a stage. You got Weird Al freaking everybody out.
Weird Al tripping balls, yep.
Yeah. People are bitching. Here's a TikTok person.
So Coachella car camping is a mess this year. We've been here for like over 2 hours and we still have no clue where we're going. People are just setting up their campsites in random spots, even though that's for sure not where we're supposed to be camping at. Also, up there was an accident and people were all throwing stuff at each other. Last year, it took us like 15 minutes to get our camping spot. This year, there's not a staff member in sight. So we don't know when we're going to get our campsite set up, but hopefully it's soon because I need a drink.
Well, that's never stopped me.
No.
But, that guy was in for a much longer wait. That was at the 2-hour mark.
Yeah.
It took some 12 hours.
Damn.
12 hours.
That's a long time.
People were peeing in cups and...
I would.
You know, it's no Woodstock.
No.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Remember the mud people?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That was from the toilets overflowing?
Yeah, it wasn't exactly mud.
That wasn't mud from rain, by the way. Yeah.
Yuck.
It's National Ex-Spouse Day.
Yep.
Oh.
I don't know. How do you celebrate something like that? What do?
Yell about them? Complain about them?
Complain about them?
Relive it?
Bonfire with stuff you might still own.
Right. That's an idea.
Or do you want to call in and bitch about them? Or you could tell us... The moment you knew your ex-spouse was going to be your ex-spouse.
Nice.
That moment. There's that moment,
yep,
you know?
That little switch.
Like, yeah, this is the...
Mm-hmm. You're gone.
This is the switch flipper.
Yep.
203-882-9757. Or you could call and tell us about how much money they owe you.
No. Try to curse.
Or how much they got.
Right.
Oof. That's the worst.
Oh, those stories.
Oh, yeah. There's that one guy who didn't left the toothbrush. That was it.
Yeah, remember him?
Oh, no, she even took the toothbrush. That's right.
She took the toothbrush?
She even took the toothbrush. Yeah, she took everything.
If she left the toothbrush, I wouldn't trust the toothbrush.
Seriously, yeah. Where was it?
I would think that it was put somewhere that I don't want to put in my mouth.
It's clean behind the toilet all of a sudden.
Yeah, that's right. He came home and she took everything. The house was empty.
Even his toothbrush.
Even his toothbrush.
That's
the
cold.
Man.
That's very cold.
I've had that happen before. I was living with a girl. We weren't married, but we're living together, and we broke up. And she took everything. I mean, I came home to a chair and the television that I bought.
Okay,
oh, wow.
At least had a TV and a chair.
Had a TV and a chair, and that's all most dudes need. I feel like
pretty
TV
much yeah.
and a chair
yeah.
and a refrigerator.
Yeah. Right. yeah, and a microwave.
Wow.
Yep.
I had a bed frame, and she took the bed frame and left the mattress on the floor.
Come on.
Wowie. But she must have had help.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The new boyfriend.
The new boyfriend.
Yeah.
That's the worst. I hate hearing those stories where, you know, the guy worked really hard, built a house, got a house or whatever, and then she goes out and cheats.
Yep.
And he loses the house. That dude is sitting on his couch in his house.
Everything he paid for.
With his kids.
Yep. Like he's replaced. That person takes
a lot of, you know, you just got to just unplug.
Yeah.
You can't sit around thinking about that. Bad things.
You got to leave. You got to go someplace. Find your happy spot.
Yeah. Let's bring in a happy couple here. Al in the shed and his ex-wife, Laura.
Oh, boy.
Boy, they sound really into it.
Hi, Al. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Al.
Hey, Vince the Prince.
Hey, Al. How you doing?
How long were you and Laura married?
Well, we never got married, but we've been together for about, I don't know, 16, 15 years.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like common law then, yeah.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
That counts.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, he's right.
He what?
He's right.
He's right. I'm surprised he even remembers how long we were together.
Oh, hold on. Write this down.
Yes, he recalls.
Laura said Al's right.
Right.
First time in history.
Nice.
Yeah, didn't you guys meet, Laura, you were underage?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
Happy National Day, Al.
Changing the subject, you guys said, well, what do you do for your ex? Well, since it's that, I got to go finish doing her living room wall, but the TV fell off the wall.
Oh.
You were supposed
to do that like a month ago.
Right.
It was supposed to do it like 2 months, finish it 2 months ago.
Right. I got two coats on it. All I got to do was sand it down and paint it now.
All right. What was the moment that you knew? All right. Who left who?
Yeah.
I guess we both went our own way.
And I throw his ass out.
Okay, that's way different than we went our own ways.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a huge
Al's
difference.
Version is we went our own way.
Right.
Usually I go back, but I didn't go back this time.
No, because I told him I met my husband and he was done. We were done.
Well, she met her new boyfriend, and he was bigger than me.
Okay. Good enough reason to leave, yeah. Yep.
Okay, that makes sense.
I'll never forget that. We're on the front porch.
Well, what happened? Tell us.
I told him. I was like, yeah, I can't. I don't want to talk about it out here. But, yeah, I was like, I'm done out. We're never getting back together. I'm marrying this man. He's like, no, you're not. I said, yes, I am. And I said, he's bigger than you are down there.
Oh, no.
I thought you meant height. Yeah, I thought he was a big guy, like height.
Oh, this is
weird. No. Yeah, well, yeah, that's
no.
You.
Oh.
That's you.
Oh.
Well, I guess it goes without saying.
She didn't say all that, but she did say that last
time. How would you remember what happened?
You know, I can see how this didn't work out.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, wow. And you're still with your husband, Laura?
Yes, I am. Yeah. Almost 30 years.
How long?
Almost 30 years married.
30 years.
30
Damn.
Years.
Wow.
Wow.
That's love right there, boy.
Oh, yeah. I never see him. He's never home.
Where is he?
With Al.
Working.
Working.
He's what? Drinking beers with Al.
He's, right. Like, he's in the shed.
Right. Hand the phone over, Al.
Me and my wife's going on 25 this year.
Oh, wow. Holy smokes.
Yeah,
well, yeah, but we're all still...
And I was the maid of honor, of course.
I bet you my wife's in the living room listening to me on the radio.
Probably. Shut up, Al.
I just talked to her. We're going to go out tomorrow, Al, and celebrate X Day.
Yeah, okay.
I'm serious. I'm coming down. I haven't seen you in a couple months. I was at your best friend's house there for a couple days.
Oh,
who's
yeah.
Your best friend?
Joe Gennetti, North Carolina.
Oh.
We used to be best friends. He got married and moved away.
Yeah.
Married Al's cousin.
Oh. There's a lot of connections here.
Yeah. It's getting real all in the family.
Seriously, yeah.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah. Those were the days.
All right, was there a moment, though, that so it was that you met somebody else, Laura? That's when you knew it was over?
Yes.
Okay.
Imagine me.
But there was many times that Al's had to leave the house. I even chased him out one day. I lived by Bearsley Park. I chased him out the house and caught him on the hill at Bearsley Park, and I was beating him up.
With what? Your fist or an
my
object?
Fist. My fist.
Oh, wow. I don't remember
and
that.
Yelling, yeah, oh, yeah. And you were yelling to Leanne to call the cops. Call the cops. And everybody was stopping and laughing. They were like, kick his ass.
That was the cops.
That sounds like Bridgeport. Yep.
Must have been somebody else. I don't remember that at all.
No, that was you. Yep. I have proof. I have somebody that can verify that one.
The ER?
Medical records. The wow. Police report.
Well, Al, I think it's nice that you weren't hitting back.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I always told my son, my kids, he was a cheater, not a beater.
Sounds like a T-shirt.
Yep. I don't know. Be a cheater, not a beater. Works for me. I'll buy one.
Al, why would you cheat on Laura?
Right.
I don't know. She was never home. She always bartend.
Oh, okay. And you need someone to comfort you in those long, lonely nights.
Stop watching the kids and you get mad.
I used to go see the girl down the street for $20 right from my house.
Wait, what?
Wait.
Yeah, I wouldn't put that past him.
No, you found her here in the car one morning.
So you were paying for it?
Okay.
Listen to Avenue.
A long time ago.
Wait,
that was way in the beginning.
What was her name?
I don't remember. I'm not good with names.
But you remember how much you paid her.
Seriously, yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Well, yeah. I remember that because she wouldn't take it. I had to put it on her dresser.
Oh.
Wait, why were you...
Whose dresser? It better not have been in my house.
No, hers.
He said down the street, her house. Yeah.
He's so good at sex, the prostitute refused the money? That seems...
I don't know about that. I really don't know about that.
Are you saying Al's not that good at sex?
Well...
She would just come by when she needed the money and come see me. So
okay.
Then I would go over to her house.
So you're not job.
But she wouldn't take the money with my hand to hand. She'd just put it on, leave it on the dresser.
Gotcha. This way it doesn't seem bad.
Well, right. It kind of feels icky.
Like a tip.
That.
Yeah.
I bet she was hot.
She was hot.
$20
Say
that about everybody.
Yeah. $20 she must have been.
$20
Yeah, yeah. Right. It's well, not like $3
Right, $20
$20
Yep. Yep.
What year? A long time ago. I can't imagine what it costs now.
Yeah, with inflation.
$25
She's probably discounted at this point.
Yeah, really.
I thought you used to get $5 something somewhere. You used to drive down somewhere, and I was like, "What's wrong with you?"
$5 somethings.
That's what the sign on the door says. Yeah, yeah.
Find out what the something is.
We're not sure exactly how to qualify this, but we'll say just something. Yeah. You're gonna get something.
Yeah, it was Subway.
Yeah, out. I don't want to. Where I'm being nice. Yeah.
One day it could be crabs. One day. It could be...
Yeah, the Red Lobster special. Wow.
Oh, man.
Yipes.
Oh, the old $5 footlong, huh?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. No. He has a nickname.
Gotcha.
What's the nickname?
I can't say that on the air either.
Oh. Can you allude to it?
Needle.
Oh, needle.
Needle.
Yeah,
needle.
Yeah, we get it.
Right. Needle. Gotcha.
Oh,
right.
Man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like a Singer sewing machine. Had a pedal action.
What'd you say, Al? There's more to it?
Yeah.
It's needle.
A BF after it.
Right.
A butt.
Okay, thank you.
Wait, what?
Needle butt.
Do needle
math. No, no.
But
Dino D.
F you.
The butt. F.
Chaz.
Bad Sesame Street.
Al, thank you. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. The amazing Lauren Richardson from News 8.
Stop.
In studio.
Yay. Yay.
I'm happy to be here.
She has a brand spanking new daughter.
Yeah.
Has a new baby smell to it.
It's got that new baby smell.
Right, right.
That's when, you know, the whole baby smells good.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it changes. Sometimes. Yeah. It depends. Right. You know, it depends.
Exactly what's going on.
What time of day, what they had.
Mm. I mean, you know, diapers. Mm.
Right.
No, I used to smell young Chaz's feet. They smelled good.
Oh.
They
were,
like, I'm not a weirdo.
No.
It's just like baby feet are like... They're just cute.
Right.
It's a powdery kind of smell,
it's
right?
It's a powdery kind of smell.
It is. Right. It's like a, yeah.
And new. They haven't been in shoes.
Right.
They haven't walked miles.
Right.
Right.
They're
right.
Fresh
There's
feet.
No calluses. Yeah,
definitely.
Exactly.
Right out of the oven.
Right.
Basically.
Right out of the oven. Yep. Literally. Yep.
The word succulent is interesting. like a pork chop.
And the baby's name is Alexa.
Yes.
So they had to just take it all down.
Yep.
We had to disable it. All our devices.
Yeah.
100%.
Wow.
Justin is back. Hey, Justin.
Can you hear me now?
Yes,
I can. Yes.
Okay, perfect. So the Alexa, you can actually change the wake-up word so it doesn't wake up to Alexa. You could name it to something else.
Oh, cool.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's good to know.
How about, hey, yo?
There's a few different ones. It's like Ziggy, computer, a few different other words. But
Ziggy.
If you want to reactivate it, you could change the wake-up word, and you won't have to worry.
Oh.
Well, Ziggy works. You don't use it very often, so Ziggy.
Yeah.
Yes, you had a really bald baby.
Yeah, that's the one I use.
Yeah, who's going to say Ziggy? When would you use that word?
Exactly.
I mean, maybe someone will name their baby Ziggy, though.
Right.
You never know.
Right.
Right.
It's a Bob Marley kid, right? Ziggy Marley?
Could happen.
Tomato people.
Yeah, computer was, that's what the Captain Picard would activate the computer on the Enterprise. Computer.
Computer.
T. Earl Grey. Hot.
Scotty. Oh, man.
All right. Well, we didn't know that.
That's interesting.
Great. Now I know.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll try it.
Can we program Siri?
Day,
all right. Thank you.
Thank you.
What's that now?
Can you reprogram Siri? Because even if I'm like anywhere near close to the word C, mine goes off all the
Your
time.
Your phone didn't go off right there, and you just said it.
He looked in the wrong place with the phone.
No, I had it charging earlier. That's why.
Yeah.
That's right, Siri.
See, is she going off?
See, now she's not doing it.
Setting off everyone's phone.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, right?
She mocks him.
She does.
She does.
Uh-oh.
She
like every
shows
other girl.
Up when he doesn't want her, and when he does want her, She does show up. And doesn't she have kind of an attitude when you hear,
yes,
when you say she her does. Name,
yeah.
She's like, mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm. Like, I'm bothering you? You're sitting in the phone. You're not doing anything. And by the way, I own you.
You guys have an interesting relationship.
I will never forget.
For sure.
I'm driving along to a comedy show, right? And something, oh, she's giving me wrong direction. I'm waiting until the last goddamn second for me to make a right or something like that, right? And all of a sudden, like, I'm like, Siri, you're killing me. All of a sudden, she goes, I'm calling the police. I'm like, what? I'm like, oh no!
What?
Right, and next thing I hear sirens, I'm like, oh no!
Wow.
Something totally else, I freaked out.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's very vindictive.
Yeah, sometimes I hear these two get into arguments with each other.
I love it. I mean, like, you have a relationship. It's interesting.
I was waiting for some guy to like, cross the street and go, seriously? I was just talking. I'm like, not you!
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I need to change the name. I want Ziggy.
You just went to Disney?
We did. My son and I, my husband stayed home with the baby. I know.
Good for you.
I'm very grateful for him for doing that.
You deserve a break.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Good for him to do that, too.
I agree with you.
Yes.
I agree. Props to Rocco, my husband.
Rocco.
He's got to be a big guy.
He's Italian.
There's no little Roccos, right? Right? Like, he's a big guy. Right?
I mean, he's average, you know?
Average size?
Yeah.
Rocco.
Yeah. Right.
That's a name that instills fear. Right. I hear that
you
name, I'm like,
so?
Like knuckle breaker. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if I own a garage and I pick up the phone and it goes, hey, this is Rocco. Is my car ready? Hold on a second. Hey, get Rocco's car ready right now.
I'm going to have to tell him that if he's not listening right now.
Oh.
I don't know if he is.
By listening, Rocco approves.
Yeah.
So he stayed home with the baby.
He did. Yeah. So he did like a daddy daycare situation. And then I was with Theo, my son. He's 5.
Theo.
And we had the best time. We had so much fun.
Really?
But it's crazy. Disney's crazy. I mean, it's like,
too many
you
people.
Know,
yeah.
So many people. And I got this stroller off Amazon, like, because he's 5, you know, but he's not in a stroller anymore. The wheels kept getting stuck everywhere we went.
Yep.
So I'd be in like security trying to open this thing and like.
Oh.
I'm going to write a review on Amazon. Anyway.
You should.
Your wheels stink.
But, you know, we had a great time.
Yeah. You know, Disney should have a limit as to how many passes they could sell for one day.
I think they do, actually.
Really?
I think they do.
It doesn't feel like it.
But it's a lot of people. Yeah.
It's a lot of people.
But, again, we had the best
time.
We went with my parents and my sister and her husband. So it was the 6 of us. We had a lot of fun.
How much did that cost? That's not cheap, right?
You know,
no.
So you got the plane, you got the what's it cost to get into Disney now?
I don't even know anymore.
Yeah.
It's at least $100 a day. I'm not sure exactly, but
I think it's more.
Yeah. It's expensive now.
It's very expensive.
It is like for some people, it's a once in a lifetime trip.
The Mouse Kingdom.
Yeah.
Yes.
Expensive.
Oh, no. Yes.
But then you get the other ones, like Phil's wife, Amanda, who's like wants to be there every year.
They want to live there.
Yeah. They're like Disney adults.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm friends with a couple of people who go. They're part of the Disney Vacation Club, and they go several times a year. You have to go. I think you have to go several times a year if you're part of the DVC.
Yeah, the Disney's.
DVC.
DVC?
Yeah.
What does that stand for?
Disney Vacation Club.
Oh, okay.
I'm not in it, but, you know, I'd like to be.
You know about it,
I'd like to be.
Yeah, you're circling the orbit of
it. Yeah.
Looks like there's an average here of 4,000 for around the value, like if you're going very, like, bare bones Disney, all the way up to around $12,600 average.
What's 4,000?
For a week at Disney.
A week at Disney.
You're going to be spending around 4,000 for the most value, like, you know, basic package all the way up to around 12,000.
And how many people? How many people is that?
That is for a family of 4.
No. Family of 4. Okay.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Holy crap.
The Disney hotel and whatnot? Yeah.
Well, they have a bunch of different ones.
If you stay on the property, too, like, then they have buses that'll bring you to the parks, and they have all these different
amenities.
I'm going
to pay Vince $100 to get in a mouse costume, and then I'll bring you... And stand outside of Lake Quassapog.
Oh.
That's like Disney.
You know? Come see Ricky the Rat.
Ricky the Rat would be my name.
Wow. Did a 5-year-old really appreciate
I mean, he loved it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to tell you. So we walked into the Magic Kingdom, and he, like, screamed, saw the castle, was so excited.
Oh,
I mean, like,
man,
it was
great.
A great feeling to see that.
And his first time there?
Yes, his first ever time.
Cool.
He, you know, we tried to get on a lot of the rides because it gets busy, but we went really early in the morning. So, you know, got there early, went on the Buzz Lightyear ride, the log flume ride. Like, I mean, he was so happy.
And five years old is great when he's 24.
I mean, you know, some 24 is going to... Your olds get excited too, but maybe not like a 5 year old. I don't know. I don't know.
You know, it'd be a good social media channel.
What's that?
Is you just record the people who are about to take the family photo with Mickey.
Yeah.
Because they're all screaming at each other.
Yeah.
Sometimes their family's fighting. We were waiting.
Yes. Yep. Yes. And it could be stressful.
And then it's time for the picture, and everyone's like, smile.
Right. Yeah.
And then back to like yelling at each other.
Yeah. So funny.
It's hot in Florida too.
Dude,
people are tired.
It's hot. People are waiting in lines. And you hear people in lines like fighting and stuff.
Yeah.
You're like, oh gosh. But no, we were good. We were only there for a couple of days. It was a short trip.
That's
so.
The way to do it. I had
place on earth,
get in and out.
Yeah. 4 days.
Yeah.
Like a Navy SEAL raid.
So I went to Disney World in Florida. You know, that, and that's, man, you could spend a couple of weeks there.
You could. There's so much to do.
Yeah.
And
then we went to Disneyland in California.
Ooh.
And we had a stroller. Chaz was in a stroller at the time. And we parked it outside of a ride, went and did the ride, came out, the stroller was
somebody
gone.
Took
it was California.
I'm like, what a...
It's an honor system.
It's
you would
gross.
Hope people
that's,
wouldn't
that's gross.
Do that.
It was sitting on blocks.
They took the tires off.
Oh, that's awful. That's awful.
The stereo go.
They took the stereo. Lauren Richardson, News 8, is here.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
She never rode a bike.
Wow. That's all I ever did.
Never rode a bike.
That's all I ever did.
I mean, I want to say I'm embarrassed, but, you know, I just never learned growing up. And, you know,
how does that happen?
We lived on a busy road. My mom doesn't know how to ride a bike either.
Okay.
So I had nobody to teach me. And
busy road's not a good place for kids to ride a bike.
Definitely not. And then time went by, and then I just never learned. So my son is learning right now.
Oh.
So maybe I could learn with him. But honestly, it's hard
when you don't know
how to do it.
Yeah.
It's not hard.
The whole balance.
This is not
hard. If you don't have the balance.
Right, don't
psych
yourself out. Yeah.
I mean, I just don't think I have the balance to ride a bike now at the age of 37.
No.
She freaked out during the commercial break. She thought we had a bike downstairs.
I'm wearing a dress.
I was like, I'm wearing a dress. I can't do this.
Can I tell you, I thought about it over the weekend. I'm like, wouldn't that be funny?
Right.
Like, we just say, all right, now you're going to do it.
Right.
But then I just pictured her like on News 8 reading the news with like scratches on her face.
Bandages. Yeah.
A sling on her arm.
Bandages. Right. She's in a sling.
Or a body cast.
Missing a tooth.
Oh, man.
Right. She looks like a Revolutionary War soldier.
Right. Oh. Just put the training wheels on.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But then I won't learn. So what's the point?
Got to learn balance.
Yeah. You know, we could teach you in like 2 seconds.
Say that, but it's challenging.
It really isn't that hard.
I don't know. I don't know if I could do
really
it.
It's really not that
you
hard.
You just need that person to hold the bike. Like,
right.
You're going to have to learn like a child.
Yeah. Right.
You're going to have to start at square one.
You see in Sesame Street, like the dad pushes his kid and the kid just like all of a sudden goes on their own.
It's like flying.
You know, basically. So I just need one of you guys to push me.
My dad
That's
did
all.
In front of a car.
No.
I learned.
I feel like everybody remembers that. First maiden voyage with no training wheels.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember it?
I absolutely remember it.
Yeah.
I don't have that memory.
I was on the training wheels, and then, you know, I would corner hard with the training wheels, and I was bending them up, so I was almost riding completely without them.
Exactly.
I was like, Dad, let's take these off.
Right.
And he took them off, and then he, you know, pushed me.
You were gone.
And I was like, here we go.
Look out for the truck.
You always have that brakes moment.
Brakes.
Oh, yeah,
brakes,
yeah.
Like
you're going down a hill or something. You're like, I've never had that either. But it's all good. It'll happen one day. Or not.
I wouldn't start now. I think you're good.
I think you should.
I mean, I know how to swim.
So? Why not? Yeah.
Because the kids are going to want a bike.
Exactly.
And they want to do
bike
like a family.
Kid? Yeah.
Her 5-year-old's learning how to ride a bike now.
Right.
My husband's teaching him, and they're having fun.
Two for two.
You're like,
cool.
You be over there. I'll be over here.
I'll just wave. Hey, guys.
Right.
Good job.
Do you live on a street now that's
conducive?
No, it's another busy street. But, you know, we go to the park. We go to, you know, a parking lot, and that's where we practice.
Load the SUV, go on a trip somewhere, ride the bicycles.
Yeah. You see those families, like, on vacation. They're all happy riding the bikes together.
With their helmets.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, there's something about a bicycle, like, unless you're really into it.
Yeah.
I haven't been on one in a while.
I have two, never rode them.
But there's... Have you ever been to a park where they have the paddle boats and you look at the people in the paddle boats and you're like, that looks awesome.
Yes.
And you get in the paddle boat and you're about 20 feet from the deck and you're like, this blows.
Where's the motor?
This is a lot of work.
You're like, I hate this.
When you see a family riding a bike, just know that there's someone mumbling in under their breath.
They haven't gone
this hill.
Yeah.
Especially around here.
Yep. They haven't gone a hill yet.
You go bike riding in Florida, that's one thing. But you go bike riding here, it's a hill after hill.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
You're going down, it's fine. Going up, forget about it.
Yeah, you're
Fairfield,
sweating.
Milford's good.
I grew up in Trumbull and I rode a bike.
Me
literally
too.
Every year for years after I learned how to ride a bike. I rode it to girlfriend's houses, friends' houses.
That was the transportation.
Trumbull
That's
Center.
That's awesome. That yes, Trumbull right, Center.
Man. Like, I would just ride it everywhere.
I grew up in Trumbull, too.
Trumbull Center? Yeah. Where is that? Is that the mall?
It used to be an area that was popular, but now it's not anymore. Yeah. I mean, there used to be a ton of things in Trumbull Center.
Yeah.
Where the hell is Trumbull Center?
It's like, you know, it's on Daniels
like
Farm
Plains Road.
White Plains Road is at the intersection. There used to be a Porticelli's there. Yep. There was a really good Chinese food restaurant there.
Happy House.
What, yes.
Is it on 25?
It's off 25.
Of 25.
Yeah, it's like White Plains Road intersects with Reservoir, TCFD, like fire departments right there. Right. Like,
yeah.
Across the street now, the Starbucks is there. There's a CVS. There's
My
a ton of things.
My wife went to Trumbull High.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I did too.
Went to school high too.
What year? I mean, also, can I ask?
I was small world.
Most of the time.
What year did you graduate?
2005.
Okay. You don't know her.
I graduated in 2007, so we were there
so
at the same time.
Oh, so we were there at the same time. Yeah. But it was such a big school.
Yeah. We'll just leave it at that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Good times.
Yes. Yeah,
AJ's 2006, I think he graduated.
Oh, crazy,
yeah.
AJ.
Mind, yeah. No, I haven't graduated yet. I'm still in elementary school.
I remember seeing you in the hall.
He was on the skateboard.
I was.
Yeah, and riding his
children.
Bike.
How do you do, around the...
Is there anyone else listening who's never rode a bike?
If you are, make me feel a little bit better.
Right. Yeah.
And call
it. Has to be somebody.
Or you can call in your bicycle mishap. Like, that'll make her feel real.
Yeah.
Former prisoner, maybe.
The time you didn't actually ride a bike.
Oh, my God. The stuff I did on a bike.
Yeah.
Crazy.
He's customized our bikes.
Crazy.
What did you do? Like, you rode backwards and
Well, have wheelies. You ever heard of Evel Knievel?
No.
I figured.
No.
Stunt? Yeah,
do
stunt.
Not. I don't know.
It was a look up Evel Knievel some point.
Yeah.
All right.
He was a dude in the 1970s who would take a full Harley Davidson right off the street. Not make it lighter.
750, yeah.
Not make it lighter. It was a regular Harley Davidson motorcycle.
Yep.
He wore a red, white, and blue leather jumpsuit with a red, white, and blue helmet.
Yep.
Mostly white with red and blue, you know, accents. And then he would take it and drive as fast as he could up a ramp and jump over cars and buses.
Yeah. Caesar's Palace.
So you did that.
So I would do that on my bicycle, thinking I'm Evel Knievel.
Right.
Did you get any injuries or no?
Oh, all the time.
Like all the time.
He became all the time.
Awful Knievel.
How'd you know my name?
Stuck up for crash, ow, or damn. Yep.
Oh, yeah. I remember one time, you know, I lived in White Hills, so they named it because there was a lot of snow and a lot of hills.
Yep.
And I was going down a hill real fast, and my bike just came out from underneath me, and I fell, and I scratched my hand up. And, you know, when you're young and you have older brothers and they get stitches, you're like, oh, I want stitches because it's what cool
right
people
passage,
do.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Yeah. So I fall. I get up. My hand's like covered in blood. I'm getting my stitches today.
Street cred. Street cred.
Yeah. I go running in the house. I'm like, Dad, I think I need stitches. He takes my hand and goes, go wash it off.
You're like, no, I wanted it.
My street cred.
Joanne and Trumbull.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, go Trumbull Eagles and
woohoo.
Go Chris Hawks.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Yes, woohoo.
I
that's our mascot?
Probably the Eagles, yeah. I graduated way before you all, probably. But,
what year?
I also went 78.
Okay.
Okay.
But my kids went to Trumbull High and Hillcrest and Daniels Farm. I wanted to give a shout out to Trumbull Center because we're hoping that it gets revitalized, and I literally can see it from my house. And I watch a lot of nothing going on, and the landlord really needs to step it up because Trumbull's a great place to live. And as far as bike riding, I live off Daniels Farm Road, so I get the busy road thing. Fell off once when I was a kid and didn't get back on until about, no, it's okay, because I got back on maybe 20 years ago.
Hell of a blast.
She was in a coma.
Wow.
Yeah, I felt like it. But you know what? It's like anything. You just get back on, or you get on for the first time, and it could be a life-changing experience. So.
Thank you for that.
Wait, you had a bicycle accident, and then you didn't get on for 20 years?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
I mean, she's traumatized.
Well, disabled for a while.
Yeah, traumatized.
Did your dad say you get on the horse that threw you?
Yeah.
Like, you didn't?
Immediately.
Yeah.
That's how you get home when you're injured.
He told me that, but I also had a brother. I still have the same brother. He was a little jealous of me and ran me over with his bike once. So it was kind of, you know, once you have...
Bike rivalry.
Once you have the tire track on your leg, you're like, I don't know if I want to do this thing.
Yeah. It wipes off.
Eventually.
But I'm proud of you for getting back on.
That's right.
I'm proud of you.
Well, that's right.
You know what? Give it a shot. And,
all right.
You know, yay Trumbull, because hopefully big things are going to happen here soon.
Can a bike-a-thon?
I hope so.
Yeah.
All right, well, you know,
but thank you.
It's nice and quiet over there now. If they revitalize Trumbull Center, you're going to be like, now there's nothing but noise and jerks.
Right. On their bicycles.
Oh, you know what? There's a lot of noise and jerks every place else, but we need some retail stuff and some good restaurants because we're all kind of tired of going to other towns.
Mm.
Other towns don't mind.
No. Yeah, I mean, that center is empty.
Yeah, but a lot
somewhat
of good
empty.
Stuff in Trumbull. There's a lot of good restaurants in Trumbull.
Yeah.
There's Echo. It's on the other side of Trumbull.
Right, yeah,
that's a really good
That's appropriately
restaurant.
Named, by the way.
Yeah.
You can't hear a damn thing in there. Like, it's so loud. Like, they need, hello, sound panels?
Right.
Good food, good
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
Very loud. All right, listen, Joanne.
We miss Bianca Rosso in Trumbull.
Yeah, that was a great place.
That was a good one.
All right, well, thank you, Joanne.
Thank you.
Right. Jazz and AJ.
All right, if you had a bike accident or... what do we got coming in here? Shot bottle rockets off his bike.
Nice. Okay, yeah, we got
good.
A lot of bike,
okay.
bike stories. Yeah.
Right, bike,
oh,
okay,
no.
We're getting bike stories.
Oh, man.
Lauren's going to feel real good about not riding a
yeah,
bike.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, I'm good now.
We might screw this up for her son.
Yeah.
She might hear some of these stories and say he's never going to ride a bike again. Lauren Richardson, News 8.
Hello.
In studio, never rode a bike.
No.
So the tribe's calling in and to let her know what she's missed.
Right. Oh, man. Mm. Okay.
Jeff and Monroe.
Hey, guys. The best part of riding a bike, me and my buddy were kids. We saw that movie. Remember Delta Force with Chuck Norris? He had the motorcycle with all the missiles on?
Yes.
So after seeing that movie, we decided to tape straws to our bicycle handles, and we'd run around with bottle rockets and a mosquito punk, because a mosquito punk would stay lit all the time.
Yep.
So we can light our bottle rockets right off the handlebars.
Nice. See? It inspired you.
And we were cool.
That's right.
That's not geeky at all anymore now.
No, that's cool.
Yeah. Now I know what I'm missing.
Yeah. Right. Right. See, you could be shooting bottle rockets from your bicycle.
You can put it on your car.
Thank you, Jeff. Great call.
Love you, guys.
Thank you.
Yep.
John and Shelton.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey.
So when I was a kid, we had a pool at the apartment complex that we lived in, and we'd go ride our bikes down to the pool, swim all day, and then we'd just jump back on our bikes, you know, no shoes, no shirt, just the swim trunks.
Yeah.
So we ride our – I had a dirt bike, you know, with the spiky pedals.
Yep.
You know, like – and
– the grip.
I slipped off the pedal.
Oh, no.
My nuts hit the bar and the,
oh,
the pedals
please.
Hit the back.
We have a guest here.
Right. Your lower extremities.
Right. Yeah,
she has like this news credibility. And right. Right. Please don't ruin it.
Right. You wanted to come back again.
All right, so you hit your berries.
Right.
Go ahead.
Right.
My berries hit the bar, and the pedals spun around and stuck in my back, and I still have the marks from the
damn
from the pedal marks. So,
see what you're missing, Lauren?
Yeah, all the battle scars.
I don't want to do this.
Battle scars, yeah.
Those BMX bikes had sharp pedals,
they
too.
Did. Yeah.
And mine
yeah.
also had pegs on it, and you'd hit your ankles on
yeah.
the pegs.
Oh, yeah.
I still got dents in my ankles.
Oh, yeah,
that.
No, yeah, it's a rite of passage.
Yikes.
Yep. Yep.
Yep. Yep. All right, John, thank you.
Sorry for the inappropriate language.
Oh, no, it's okay. Well, Lauren had nothing to do with it.
Nothing at all, no.
She had her ears plugged.
Put the trumpet away, yes.
Couldn't hear.
Yeah. Eric, Long Island.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Good, thanks.
There was one time when I was 18 and I was drinking, and I was on my friend's BMX bike going as fast as I possibly could.
Uh-huh.
And out of nowhere, I went flying over the bike handles and got bleeding on the brain. It was in the hospital for 3 days.
Oh.
That's awful.
And then I think we ruined bike riding for her and her 5-year-old
and right. drinking.
Oh my gosh.
A lot of people listening.
And to top it all off, a week or two after I get out of the hospital, I'm riding my commute to the community pool, and I had my towel, my handlebars, and I got stuck in the tire. I went flying over the bike handlebars again.
Oh,
okay,
no.
You need to stop doing that entirely.
Yeah, you're not good at it.
What's your little guy's name?
Theo.
We need a helmet for Theo.
We do. Yeah, yes. Theo's got a helmet. He's wearing
all
a
right.
helmet. We're good. Don't worry.
We need to put him in bubble wrap.
Bubble suit, yes.
He's got a big dinosaur helmet.
Nice.
All right. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, she never rides a bike.
I don't think we talked her into riding a bike.
No.
Guys, I don't think I'm going to do it.
This ain't ever happened at all.
No. I don't know.
Motorcycle instead. How's that?
Yeah. I've ridden on the back of a motorcycle
okay,
before.
See?
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Adventurous. Two wheels.
Right.
That's yeah. cool.
You know.
That's cool.
I've never driven it, but I rode on the back.
That's next.
Of it.
No, if and you then, never rode a bicycle, we don't want you driving a motorcycle.
That would be scary. But if you want to hear a funny story, my mom said, do not ride on your friend's motorcycle. And I did.
Yep.
And then I got that mark on my leg from the,
oh,
like
the
a
exhaust pipe.
Pipe?
Yeah.
That's
oh.
really hot. And I tried to hide it from her, but she nope. eventually found
yeah.
out. And then I had to go to urgent care to get it.
Yeah, that
like,
bubble.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So I got in
that.
Trouble. Yeah.
Split seconds. Like
those exhausts are hot.
Yep. They're
they
super
are very hot.
Very
hot.
It really hurt.
Yeah. You only do that once, by the way.
Like being branded. Yeah.
After that, you're like, yeah, okay, nice. Where's that pipe?
Now it's yeah. Honda.
Well, Lauren, thanks so much for coming
Thank
in.
Thank you cool. for having
you're
me.
So fast. You got to come back.
I mean, I would love to.
Good luck to Theo with
Thank
his bike riding.
Thank yes. you.
And Alexa.
Yep.
Welcome to the world, Alexa.
Yes. Eventually, she'll be riding a bike, maybe one day.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Lauren Richardson, News
Yay.
8.
Thank you, guys.
Should we do some live calls here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Do, do, do. Hi, Chaz and AJ.
Is this from Lincoln Park?
Yes.
What number am I?
One.
Oh.
Try to stay silent when I announce the number because we might get a good sound bite. Chaz and AJ.
Hey, guys. I definitely lost, didn't I?
You're number two.
Yep.
Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Yeah.
Which number am I?
Guess what?
Oh, no.
You're number three.
Of course.
He knew when I said, guess what? I got to change it.
Yeah.
Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. Calling for the Lincoln Park.
Yes, you are.
Am I caller 9?
You're number 4.
Ah.
That was good.
That was pretty good.
It sounded like he just spilled something in his lap.
We're going to hell.
Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
You calling for Lincoln Park?
Yes, I am.
You're number 5.
Oh.
This is mean, right. but it's fun.
It is. Yeah.
Chaz and AJ.
Yeah, good morning.
Hey.
I call her number 9?
No.
Dang.
You're number 6.
All right, thanks. Have a good morning.
Chaz and AJ.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. You are lucky.
What number?
Lucky number 7.
Oh, I like 7. I'll take it.
All right, very good. This one hurts.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, no.
Yep.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Is this Michelle from Hampton?
No, it's Xenia from Bridgeport.
Oh, you sound very nice.
Thank you. What color color am I in my clothes?
You're number 8.
Oh, my God, you're kidding me. Oh, shoot. Oh, damn. Okay. All right, I'll keep trying.
Okay.
Thanks. All right.
Whoa.
Demonic.
She went through every emotion. I'm going to kill you.
She went from nice to the devil. Back to nice.
Kidding me.
Wow, whole spectrum. Nice.
All right, here we go. Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. It's for Lincoln Park.
Yeah, for Lincoln Park. That's right.
Yes, sir. I heard calling number 8 on the radio.
That's right. What do you think that makes you?
Hopefully number 9.
You are number 9.
Oh, sweet. I try so hard. In the end, it does matter.
Oh, there it is.
Nice. That's what we want. Whoa. We want fans.
Nice.
Nice. What's your name? Where are you from?
Chris from Wallingford.
All right, Chris. What do you do?
What do I do? Yeah. I'm a salesman. Yeah.
Oh, you make it sound like I should know that.
Right.
You sound like you're very good at it.
Yes.
Well, thanks.
Well, listen, hold on. Brian's going to take your info. You're in the running to see Lincoln Park in Chicago. All right. Do we do one more? Go ahead, Brian. Take their number. I'm going to take this one. Hurts. Chaz and AJ. Hello.
Show me.
Oh, it's you. Oops. Chaz and AJ.
Hi, am I the winner?
You are number 10.
Oh, darn.
Sorry.
That's okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Pretty nice about it, though.
Now I feel bad.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now I feel bad.
Maybe tomorrow will happen.
Now I feel bad.
Yeah.
She was very nice.
Very nice.
Is that mean, Ruth?
A little bit.
I wasn't.
No.
But you know what? It was worth getting the devil.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was amazing.
Devil lady.
Yep. We're all going to hell for that one.
Yeah.
I will bend you to her. I will see you when you sleep.
She was like,
that was amazing.
What the hell?
Wow. I got scared.
She was like this.
Then she was like this.
A lot of ladies.
Then she was like this again.
Yep.
All right. 4 people are being accused of riding their horses through a Walmart.
Oh, that's different.
Happened in Louisiana.
They probably did it.
They were arrested after riding their horses through a Walmart last week. Here is Mason Webb, one of the accused that turned himself in, talking about why they did it. Brian's on the phone right now.
He's choked up right now, yeah. We did it because, you know.
I don't think he knows what we're doing.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, Bri, can you play that clip? The horses, the Walmart guy.
Oh, yeah, that's my emotional support animal. We just went in there, rode. We always ride to Baker. We just wanted to do it that day. I mean, it was fun. We went famous. That's all. We didn't want to hurt nobody or nothing.
No.
I want to murder him.
Yeah.
I want to murder him.
Emotional support, yeah.
It's not an emotional support animal.
No, it's called transportation.
And they're going to ruin it for anyone who needs emotional support animals.
Right. Yeah, it's I'm an alligator, yep.
Yeah. They're not emotional support horses.
No, it's transportation to get to Walmart.
You leave them outside of Walmart.
Right, yeah. Right, the hitching post, yeah.
In that 11 seconds,
right.
He lied, but then he said, now we're famous, which is, that was the whole point.
Exactly, yes. Right.
Just own it.
Yep.
We could all be proud of you, like, okay, you did it.
Right.
On a dare.
Right.
We've all done dumb things on a dare.
Exactly, right.
Don't use the emotional support.
No. Leave the part out of it.
No.
Just say, I want to do it.
And by the way, it doesn't sound like you need emotional support. You need, like, brain support.
I've only been to Louisiana a couple times, and they're all great. It's great, but that when you run into people like that guy, you just know, like, they're just trouble. Those specific guys are troublemakers.
I mean, the video, all 4 of them came riding on the horses. There's 4 of them.
Yeah.
Like a pack.
Pretty much a stampede.
Yep.
In a Walmart, 4
horses. The horses are very well behaved, by the way. I should mention that. But they just kind of wrote, just kind of strode in, like, you know, like you see in the Western movies. They'll just kind of,
how'd they get through the door?
The door, everybody just ducked.
Really?
Yeah, well, horses cleared, but they had to duck. They just kind of came through, and they just started riding, you know.
Wow.
Right, just kind of strolling through Walmart.
And now when you're leaving, does the Walmart checker check your bag?
I would think, yeah.
You got to stop. And
right, right.
Hand them their receipt. Hand them the receipt.
Yep. The horse has a receipt in its mouth.
Right.
Goes, thank you, Wilbur.
Right. Yeah, that automatic floor cleaner probably had to work hard.
Yeah, there's no way that horse didn't leave anything behind.
Smear. Yeah.
Right.
Dumbass. Dumbass. News.